Good evening, everybody. I keep thinking it's Wednesday. It's Tuesday, the 20th of October. And I've just been... Well, earlier on, I was listening to Shannon's post about the possible changes, actually probably more like probable changes, to the Audio Boom app in the coming months, weeks, days, even in the here and now. Who knows? I put a comment, and I've seen lots of comments, maybe about 20, I'm not sure. And everyone's very upset about it. We're all up in arms about it. But what are we going to do about it? Obviously, if this update includes these awful features or excludes the good features that we've become so accustomed to relying on, like comments and direct messages, then probably it's too late and they're not going to reverse it. I don't think they will anyway, but can we just sit here and say how upset we are and do nothing? Now, I believe that there are some beta testers. Jeff Thompson, I think, was one of them, and I wonder if he's been party to the testing the new update. I am not going to update to it, not on my iPhone 6 or my iPad. I have got an old 4S. If I can find the cable to charge it, because one of my sons borrowed it, and I don't know where it is now, if I can charge that up, I will update it on there. And then we will see. That's going to be the guinea pig. It's not going to be the other things that I still use, you know what I mean? I'm not sure what we can do about it, whether it's worth us all contacting them. We need actually somebody first whoever's brave enough to do this, maybe on an old piece of equipment, to find out what it actually entails. I looked on what it's supposed to be, and it's just bug fixes, but they're not going to tell you that they've taken away these features. Why would they? If they've already done it on the Android app, it would seem likely that it probably is included in this one, because, well, why wouldn't it be? I am very upset about it. I'm not going to go into the whys and wherefores, because I think everyone said it all anyway. It's a good way of reaching out to people, I think. And I'm not much one for emails, and I'm not on Twitter. I am on Facebook, but Facebook's got its own place, and it's good. It's nice for sharing photos if you can see them, or if you want others to see yours. It's good for a lot of light-hearted stuff, some more serious stuff. I like Facebook. And, you know, and I'm not intending to leave there. I don't know whether I'll join Twitter if this goes down. I don't know. I might do. I've thought about it. But as I think Shannon said, there's a lot of drama that seems to go on these things, especially on Twitter. And I don't think I can be doing with it all. I've got enough drama of my own without having everyone else's flashing up on my phone screen every 2 seconds of the day and night. I just want to hear the weather. Hold on. I should pause it, but... Why do they play these silly adverts? I think it's going to rain anyway. Lovely. Okay. I don't know if there is anything we can do, whether we can speak out. I suppose there's no harm in speaking out. You know, but if whether it'll do any good, I suppose it's better than doing nothing and just kind of mumbling amongst ourselves and saying, oh, I think it's terrible, I really like Audio Boom. What are they doing to the community? I think maybe we ought to be a bit more, try and be a bit more proactive. I mean, you know, we've all got our lives, we've all got things to do, we've all got priorities, and But, you know, this is... I haven't been doing as many posts recently, the past month or so, but, you know, that's just how it goes sometimes. I still do listen in. I don't listen to everything, but I listen to people, and I like to know how people are, and I'm always pleased. You have favourites that you listen to, obviously. Everyone does, I'm sure. So I'm always pleased. I think I'll turn this off. It's always nice to catch up with people. See how they're doing. And when someone hasn't posted for a while, when you see their name come up, you say, oh, yeah, that, I thought they hadn't posted for a long time. What, how are they? Like, all one word. I haven't seen him on here for a while. And I think, oh, I wonder what he's up to. Hope everything's okay. The thing is, once this, if this comes into being, there's no comments and there's no direct messages, which I do rely very heavily on, I won't bother renewing my Plus account. I'll just have a 10-minute account, post occasionally when I feel like it. If it's something long, I'll just have to go on to more than one. I won't be wasting money on it. I'll have to find alternatives to keep in touch with the people that I keep in touch with regularly through direct messages. And that is might cost what I would normally pay on Audio Boom, or maybe even more, I don't know. So I won't have the extra resources to waste on something that isn't fulfilling. It's not fulfilling its purpose anymore. The purpose of Audio Boom to me was to keep me in touch with people, to reach out to people, to hear about people's different lives, whether it's a professional podcast, or just somebody's recording when they're walking down the street in a restaurant, putting their kids to bed, whatever. In fact, those are the ones I like best because they're off the cuff, they're natural, they're not overproduced. And I really like those ones. I really enjoy them. It's a snippet of someone's life. And if it's just going to be a glorified player, featured, news and current affairs categories and all the sport and all that crap, I never, ever listen to any of that. I follow a few podcasts, but I don't listen to any of the other normal stuff on there that just makes it a player. I like the interactive part of Audio Boom, the community, the blind abilities and the VIP advisors and the VI talk aspects and, the group, the community part of it and the contact with other people. And I will lose contact with a lot of people, even if I don't have personal contact with them very often or ever. Just the fact that I hear them on here means that I know a little bit of what's happening with them in their lives. Once, if that's gone and they no longer post, and I no longer post very often, you know, you can't get in touch with somebody. It's completely impersonal. They've taken away, or they will take away the... Because even if they took comments away, which I would hate, by the way, and left the direct messages, well, if you want to say something about something, somebody, there's no way you can contact them at all. Because you can't comment and you can't... Even if you can't comment, you could send them a direct message now and say... when the comments feature was broken at one point, or one time the direct message feature was broken, we had the other thing to fall back on. Now, if they take these features away, there will be nothing. It'll just be listening, like we can listen to the radio. Why would I want to do that? If I can't interact with somebody... I'll just think, it's a player like all these other things, like the iPlayer radio and like the TuneIn radio. You know, you can just listen, but you can't. You've probably got more interaction with these radio players than you have with this Audio Boom now, because if you're listening to a radio show, you can at least email or text the people, the presenters. With this now, it'll just be like dead. And I don't think I want to be part of that. If that's the case, I won't delete my account until there comes a point when I might have to, because it's got all my recordings on, and I haven't really got the time or the inclination or the energy, actually, to sit down. I've done 1,000, and this will be my 1,002nd post, to sit down and actually download them all, if you can even still do that from the website. to save them somewhere else. So I will keep it as long as I want to hear these things. And, you know, I think it's really, really sad and I'm very upset about it. But come on, community, what are we going to do about this? We can't just let it happen unless it has already. And I hope someone can get their old iPod or their some old device and update and see what's there. Because I've long ago turned off automatic updates because I didn't want Audio Boom updating and giving me a load of crap that doesn't work, which usually it does. Often it does until they fix it. So I'm glad I did that.
Low battery.
Oh dear.
20% battery. Low power mode.
So anyway, on that note, I think I better go and charge this phone. And please, let's think about what we can do, whether we all ought to just send our thoughts to the support team and see what they say, or whether it's already too late, I don't know. Maybe we could write and ask and say, have the comments and the direct messages been taken away in this most recent update? Because if so, we're not updating to it. And hopefully they won't take it away for a long time. You know, we'll be able to run the app on the existing setup without having to update. Anyway, I'm going to pause for now and upload this because I'm just repeating myself now. Anyway, I hope this is a bit of, not scaremongering, but I hope it's a bit of premature anxiety. But I do feel that it probably isn't, given that they have taken these features away from the Android app already.
Close alert. Delete draft. Save
stupid
cancel.
Thing.
Button. Cancel. Pause recording.